Back here with Adam Jones for another installment of Truth with 10 today from Camden Yards. And Adam, first of all, big win last night. Another late inning win for the Orioles and a walk-off. That means it was a double pie action last night. Danny Valencia and Chris Davis both get pies in the face. You really crept up on Davis and Valencia last night. Davis, you could see it in the replay. He felt it was coming, but he didn't know.
Well, I'm kind of like a giant cat at times. You know, I consider myself more of a lion. You know, I'm a Leo. So, you know, I just did my, showed my camouflage skills and gave them what they deserved. You know, it was a long game. Everybody kept grinding them at bats out. You know, the pitching staff, our bullpen, 7-plus innings. I mean, everybody just kept at it, and you know, some guys with some big hits in the game, you know, sparked that offense, and then, you know, hey, they deserved it. So if you get a pie, you deserve it.
Last night after the victory, Nate McClouth lifted Chris Davis up, and it started a huge discussion today on Twitter between you and I guess a lot of people about whom on the club could lift up whom.
Well, your Twitter. Well, everybody remembers Davis picking up McClouth, dragging him from, you know, all throughout the infield, which was an amazing moment. Walk-off hit late in the season. It was, you know, obviously any walk-off is awesome. And last night you got McClouth trying to pick up Davis. Of course, McClouth's strong enough to pick up Davis. Obviously, he can't drag him as far as Davis could, but, you know, McClouth's a strong dude, so he definitely could pick him up. And for me, I could pick up any of these dudes. I'm not, but I just like jumping on them. That's cool.
I saw you say on Twitter today that you and Davis actually, the weight differential is probably not what people think.
No. I think I'm, 5 pounds lighter than him. Trust me, it's an anomaly.
Adam Jones with us here on BAL. All right, let's go to Truth with 10. Brittany Lola writes in, top 5 favorite cities on your tour to eat in.
Top 5 to eat in. Well, Seattle's up there in the top 5. They have great steakhouses and then unbelievable seafood. Obviously, you see me talking about the Copper River. New York, I mean, we all know about New York. It's just, you can get anything you want. Toronto, they have a curry place that I really, really enjoy. And they have late-night hot dogs on the street corners that are amazing. I know you've been up there and seen those. You go to San Francisco, you get some amazing food in San Fran. You know, you go get more of the fish, seafood-ish type. And Kansas City. Barbecue Haven, of course.
There's some pretty good choices. Brent writes in, is there anything you haven't done in Baltimore yet that you still want to do?
Go to the aquarium.
We can make that happen.
Yeah, I mean, that's really easy to make that happen. But I haven't been to the aquarium yet. I haven't been to the zoo. I haven't been to the theme park. I guess the one in Annapolis, but I'd rather go to the one that's in Virginia, I guess. The bigger one. Or Jersey, I don't know. There's a couple projects there's a lot of things I haven't done yet in this city that I'm gonna get my hands on, and I'm working towards owning this city. I like this. I'm liking it, you know, and how it's treated my family and people close to me. And
pretty big things you still have on the to-do list there.
Oh, there's a lot of big things on this to-do list. There's some, you know, some jewelry I need to win. There's some awards I need to hoist up in front of people at Camden Yards. So, you know, so there's a few things on my to-do list right now.
Good thing you're still young. Let's go down to Eric Goto's Go Terps. He asks, and I've heard you tell a few stories about this in the past, not with Truth with 10, but what's the strangest thing any fan has ever asked of you?
Well, I get wristbands, batting gloves, obviously bat. I mean, cleats. Just equipment, you know. Really never much. I got tickets. People ask me to send them tickets to this place, and, you know, me pay for it and sign the bat and do all that stuff for them. No, but I've actually done random stuff. That's why I do random giveaways, because I got way too much stuff. But really nothing out of the ordinary. Just baseball stuff, really, which is pretty cool. I don't want people hitting me up asking me for money.
Finally, and this is my personal tweet, in 3 weeks I'm getting married. You've never been married, but I would ask you for advice anyway, because this is Truth with 10. You are the wise sage of this segment. Do you want to offer me any advice that I should know before I do this?
Well, I'm not me, right? I've never been married, but I've talked to someone recently who's been married for 35 years, and he said the biggest key to his marriage is their friends. So if you're friends,
it works.
It works.
Well, thank you for that advice. I appreciate that. Adam Jones in center field tonight for the Baltimore Orioles after that great play last night, by the way, on Stephen Drew. That people don't talk about that play because there was such a long game after that, but that was a critical catch and then getting the ball into second base to keep the double play in order. Kind of got lost in the late inning drama.
Yeah, I don't know. It was just a play that needed to be made. I'm just glad I had the awareness to throw the ball in second base. I seen Saltzman get tagged on the third. I'm amazed he wasn't, you know, farther off the bag, thinking it would drop. But, you know, I guess that's him knowing who's out there in center field.
Adam Jones, Truth with 10, another one in the books. Adam, thank you so much.
All right, and in my famous words, you need to clean it up.